Hello, people. Welcome back to another video by your good friend, Chad Marco, the big Aniki. Make sure you guys check out my other social media and attack that like button and let's have a conversation. So this video is called The Nice Guy Over Correction. I'm not sure about that name. I might need to work on that title, but we're going to be talking about nice guys and women's perception of them. What made me want to talk about this subject was a video that I saw on X. It was a short clip by a profile called Whole Math. And I believe this profile does like gives like self-improvement advice for men, talks about dating and things like that, different dating dynamics. I don't think I'm following him, but it just kind of popped up. And the video, it started with this girl saying that when she goes out on dates with nice guys, they come across as being gay.
Is it normal when you go on a good date and the guy is really nice to assume that because he's nice, he's gay?
That would be this box right here. This is my relationship chart zones. I simplified this entire area here down to this. So now you have no excuse. You have to get it. What she's saying is when she goes on a date with a guy who has a lot of nice, it doesn't do anything for her. It feels gay. And when she goes on a date with a guy who has a lot of attractive, then it doesn't feel gay. So a lot of guys do these nice things instead of being these attractive things because society told us just be nice, just be yourself. But it doesn't work. Nobody owes you for that.
And the video goes on to talk about why women don't like nice guys or nice guy traits and what they're actually into. Essentially saying that nice guy traits are only good for making you feel like a safe option, but not an attractive option. And the bad boy traits, you know, like the asshole, the jerk and whatnot, those traits make you come across as being more attractive, but less safe. But essentially, you want to be the bad boy or the jerk, or you would rather be that if you want to come across as being attractive to women. And this is not a foreign concept to you guys, I'm sure. This is actually like an old conversation, but I feel like my perception on, or my perspective on it might be a little bit different. And I'm sure some of you guys might disagree, but it just depends on how you look at it. But that's basically what I'm going to be talking about here. But I went to the comments and I looked in the comments and I noticed that there were a lot of guys who were agreeing with the video, which, you know, wasn't surprising to me because I think what has basically happened is that the word nice or the term nice guy has kind of taken on a life of its own. Or it's taken on new meaning. Because really, if you think about it, being a nice person should not be a bad thing. But what has happened is that being a nice guy has now become synonymous with being weak. It's now become synonymous with being a pushover. And you know, obviously, just because you're nice doesn't mean that you're those things. But I think now, like I said, words take on new meaning. And now we look at nice guy as being something bad. You don't want to be described as a nice guy. Because when you look at the definition of nice, like it means pleasant, agreeable, satisfactory, enjoyable, pleasant, pleasurable, agreeable, delightful, satisfying, gratifying, acceptable to one's liking, entertaining, amusing. So, it's, you know, overall, these aren't like bad things or bad traits to have. But like I said, it's kind of like with the word cope, where cope is not a bad thing. If you're coping, that means you successfully dealt with a bad situation. But now cope is meant to describe being delusional in how you're dealing with a bad situation. That's kind of what happened with the term nice guy. And when I was reading the comments, I noticed that, you know, and not saying that these guys were necessarily wrong, but they were kind of looking at it from that perspective of nice guy being bad. And, you know, it kind of worries me a little bit because I feel like what's happening, and this goes to the back to the title of the video, is that guys are overcorrecting bad behavior in order to satisfy women. And so what am I talking about here? So again, when you're talking about the a nice guy in terms of how it's been used in recent times to describe somebody that's like weak or a pushover or something like that, there are a lot of guys who have that issue, that have the issue of letting people walk all over them or pushing them around and things like that. And so they recognize that and it's like, okay, I need to fix this. But I feel like what's happening is that guys are going overboard in order to satisfy what women want instead of achieving balance. So even with myself, I noticed when I was younger that I had an issue with standing up for myself. You know, I was bullied when I was in school. I was picked on and things like that. And as I got older, I recognized, you know what? This is not okay. I need to learn how to stand up for myself. I need to be more, direct. I need to be more assertive. You got to have some backbone. But at the same time, as I was realizing this, I knew that I should not overcorrect the bad behavior. Because if you look at it, you can kind of frame it like being passive, being assertive, and being aggressive. If you're being passive, that means that you are a pushover. People push you around and take advantage of you. You don't speak up and things like that. If you are aggressive, then you're standing up for yourself. But a lot of times you are doing so in a way that harms other people or is disrespectful to people, puts people away, and can actually make situations worse. But when you're assertive, it's the balance between the two extremes. You know, like when I think of assertiveness, I think of like a leader like Vladimir Putin, where he's calm, he's cautious, he's intelligent and calculated. But when you cross the line with him, boom, that's the kind of like balance that I hope to achieve. I mean, not being like fucking Vladimir Putin, but just being balanced between the two extremes instead of feeling like I have to be an asshole in order to overcompensate with my past of being more passive and having to deal with things like that. And I think that when it comes to being assertive and standing up for yourself, you know, you got to be able to do things like communication. You got to know how to de-escalate situations. You got to know how to negotiate. And I think this is actually a big problem with young black men in particular, because a lot of times what happens with us is that in order to fit in or to deal with, you know, some of the more aggressive, some of our more aggressive peers, we try to match that aggression. Because you see this a lot in the hood, where it's like, you know, guys end up fighting or killing each other over bullshit, killing each other over bitches, you stepped on my shoes or you jumped me in line, whatever. Instead of knowing how to de-escalate situations, a lot of times we default to being overly aggressive in order to prove how tough we are. And I'll give you like a very good example of a situation that where I was able to successfully use, you know, communication and de-escalation tactics. So you guys know, I always tell you guys the story about that cashier girl that was hitting on me very aggressively, but she was talking to one of my friends. And so that's why I didn't go for it. Well, years later, that friend ended up getting killed. And he got killed in like a gang-related accident. And he wasn't the instigator. He just was at the wrong place at the wrong time. So anyway, fast forward a little bit. And I find out from a friend that someone that we all knew was hanging out with one of the guys that knew the guys that had ended up shooting that friend. But it's a weird web of relationships here. So try to follow. But essentially, somebody that we're cool with was cool with one of the guys that was talking shit about the friend that got killed. And I'm like, damn, why is he hanging out with this guy if he was talking shit about so-and-so? And so, I mean, somehow that same friend, he ended up bringing that guy over to my house. I'm like, damn, what are the chances? And I thought about it and I was like, you know, I could just pretend like I didn't hear about what he said about my friend and just, you know, just play it cool. But something just told me, bro, like, I cannot have this guy come in my house and I know that he said something about him, because I've been to that, like, I've been in that man's house. I've seen his parents, his family. He's been in my house. He's looked out for me. The least I can do is speak up for him, knowing that this is someone that spoke ill of him after he died. And so I had confronted the guy about what I heard he said about him. Now, when I did it, I didn't do it on no rah-rah gangster shit. I just told him straight up, look, I heard you said some things about my friend who died. That was my friend. What was up with that? And then he gave me his side of the story, and basically like some gang politics shit. You know how, you know, when your ops die or something, then you go ahead because they're talking bad about your people that dies. It's, you know how the gang shit go. Anyway, by the end of it, we came to an understanding. We dapped up, moved on, whatever. But the point is that I feel like that's a perfect example of what needs to change in terms of how we deal with each other as men, or rather that perfect balance between aggression and being too passive. If I wouldn't have said nothing, that would have ate my spirit up, knowing that I didn't say it. I didn't stand up for my dead friend, having this guy in my house, knowing what he said about him. But if I would have been too aggressive, that could have escalated to issue between me and him. And this guy was like a certified gang member. So I definitely had to be careful how I went about the situation. And I'm so glad that I was able to communicate with him and we came to an understanding and it was able to be, you know, concluded right then and there. But that's what I call being assertive, where you deal with the situation directly, but, you know, you approach it with communication, de-escalation, negotiation, instead of going right into aggression. And, but this is how I believe that this conversation kind of fucks guys up. And I believe that it hinges on the false dichotomy that is presented in this conversation. And so what you'll see is that it'll be framed like this. You're either the jerk or the nice guy. And I think what happens with guys is that they recognize themselves as being the nice guy. And they might even be too nice, right? Where it's like you're too passive and so you try to make those corrections, which is fine. But then I think what guys end up doing is that they overcorrect their behavior and they start to emulate the jerk and the asshole in order to be more attractive to women. And that's what's kind of concerning to me and why I wanted to talk about this. Because the thing is, I feel like it's a mistake, because what guys are doing essentially is that you are allowing women to dictate your behavior. And I feel like you're falling into a trap where you're taking on negative traits in order to attract. Because really the thing is, a lot of times women don't understand what it's like to be a man. They don't understand the nuance of what it means and why we have to behave a certain way. Because if we don't, we can end up getting hurt or you know, getting in unnecessary trouble. You can't prioritize a woman's pussy tingles over good sense, is what I'm saying. But this is part of the problem too, right? So let's say that, okay, you're not passive, but you're not hyper aggressive either. That you found that balance between being passive and aggressive. You are an assertive man. You stand up for yourself. You have principles. You have convictions. Even if you're that guy, assholes will still have an advantage because of their willingness to display antisocial behavior. And so, and this is where I think the trap lies, because what women do is they say, well, I had to date the asshole because the other guy was too weak. But my thing is, why not find the balance between the two? A guy doesn't have to be a jerk or asshole just to be masculine and have principles and stand up for himself. But again, the thing is, the asshole is always going to have the advantage because he's always willing to display those type of aggressive behaviors, even when it's not appropriate. So it's like, if you're in a classroom setting and let's say you're a black belt or what, like you are a badass, but you're not an asshole. You're not a jerk. You're cool with it. You're a nice guy. But then at the same time in that classroom, there are guys in there that are bullying people. There are guys in there that are loud. They're smacking girls on the ass. They're aggressively flirting with women. Who do you think is going to have the advantage in that situation? It's going to be the guys who are assholes because they are openly displaying those hyper masculine tough guy traits. When you're just, you know, stand to yourself, yeah, ain't nobody fucking with you. But how are you able to display your form of assertive masculinity in a situation where you're surrounded by guys like that? It's going to be very hard to stand out, you know? And it's kind of funny because I remember I was at the gym and this guy, it was this Hispanic guy, and he called out to me because he was admiring my calf muscles, as people tend to do. But he told me, man, like, I've been doing kickboxing or something like that for like 6 years. I'm like, what? And, you know, he had a little size to him, but he wasn't dead. But he didn't like no tough guy or nothing like that. But this guy telling me stories like, man, I come out the gym covered in blood and this guy's a fucking badass. But, you know, he told me this story about how he was at the park one time and this guy was running around basically like being an asshole trying to like start trouble with people. And of course, he could have knocked this guy clean out. But he said, you know what? Let me get the fuck up out of here. He got up and just stayed it, stay out the way. But the point is that here's a guy, certified badass, right? 6 years of physical combat experience. And even he knows it's better to avoid unnecessary confrontation. But a guy like this, and I'm not saying like he don't get bitches, but I'm saying a guy like that is going to be at a disadvantage over the guy that was at the park being a fucking asshole trying to start shit with everybody. Because girls will see that and they like that because he's trying to, you know, he's being outwardly antisocial and aggressive. And the other thing I noticed too is that men who are obviously strong don't mind being nice. I think this whole idea about don't be nice, this is an insecurity that ordinary guys typically have. Because the strength, the masculinity of a regular guy is not as obvious or apparent as someone who's clearly tough. Like, if I told you I met Brock Lesnar and, oh, he's the nicest guy in the world, you would not take that niceness for weakness. Because you know Brock Lesnar can rip your fucking face off in an instant. And so, like, people like that would not be threatened or feel bad about being described as being nice because their strength is obvious. I think this whole idea about guys running away from being nice, I think a lot of it has to do with the insecurity that goes with being a regular guy. Because as a regular guy, your power, your strength is not as evident as it is with other men who are just clearly like beast mode. Them big giga niggas and shit like that. Like, it's another guy at my gym, and he's, again, big as shit, but I mean, like, so, like, nice, like a damn teddy bear. But I bet you nobody's gonna try that guy because his power, his strength is obvious for you to see. And like I said, I just feel like if a guy is clearly strong, he wouldn't feel bad or threatened by being described as being really nice. But overall, the point of this video and why I wanted to make it is because I feel like it's another example of how men are being led by women to become monsters. You know, I think this goes all the way back to the story of Adam and Eve, where by Adam following Eve and her eating from the tree of knowledge because of the deception of Satan, that led to Adam and Eve falling into sin, which, you know, leads to where we are today. You know, current clown world 2025, right? But I feel like this is another example of that. In the quest, in the journey of men to become more attractive to women, we begin taking on traits out of a necessity to be more attractive to them, even at the expense of good character, even at the expense of good reason. You know, I remember I had a friend and he was telling me, like, he was giving me like some advice or something about how he feel like you should keep a relationship interesting with a girl. And he said something like, you know, sometimes you got to come home and just start some shit, right? You got to create drama for no reason. And it's not like what he was saying was wrong, because from all the research and observations I've done as far as like what women like, and because we all know women, to a certain extent, women like drama. They like little issues and problems. They like the shit test. They like to start shit. And so this guy was basically telling me how you would just play into that to your advantage to keep your girl interested. But, you know, as I sit back and I think about it, that's so fucking stupid. It's not wrong in terms of its effectiveness. It's just fucking stupid. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to live like that? Why would you want to purposely create, turn yourself into an asshole just to appease women? But now here's the key. Don't listen to me, because I don't got no hoes. With everything I just said in this video, I got to put that disclaimer up there. I don't give a damn if you decide to turn yourself into a jerk and an asshole just to be more attractive to women, because it's hard out here for a nigga. It's hard. And me sticking to this principle of fucking rationalized balance and monk mode assertiveness, girls don't give a fuck about none of that shit. It's got me no pussy, no play. So I get it. I'm not trying to shame guys. I'm just more so saying it as a warning, because I know with a lot of my guys over here, like, we've had like similar problems and issues. Like I said, when I came up, I was a pushover. I was bullied. You know, and it took time for me to correct that behavior, but I was at least wise enough to know not to overcorrect. And I think the fear that I have with seeing content like that video was that it's going to push guys to, again, you're making that overcorrection and you're straying from wisdom and good sense in order to appease women who don't understand the journey of men, who don't understand what it's like to be a man, who don't think in terms of wisdom and balance and shit like that. It's pussy tingles over everything. And so you're turning yourself into a monster so you can get more pussy tingles. And I just, if you're gonna do that, fine. But if that's something that you are aware of why that's not a good idea, and that's why I'm making a video. But, you know, just as a last point, I think, because what I noticed when I was reading the comments is with the people who agree with the idea, I feel like to a certain extent they were rationalizing the adaptations that men are having to make in order to satisfy women. And what I'm saying is this, it's like sometimes when the environment changes, or when you have to deal with certain changes and you have to make an adaptation in order to continue to find success, I think sometimes we tend to rationalize those adaptations. And so what I'm saying is that in the process of a man turning himself into an asshole in order to satisfy women, instead of just calling it for what it is, like, look, I know it's not right, but I'm trying to get pussy. Like, that's fair. But guys try to rationalize it like it's bad to be nice. That's where I take the issue, where it's bad to be nice. Because remember, on the definition, being nice does not mean that you have to be weak or a pushover. But what's happening is that guys are now rationalizing it and saying that you have to be an asshole in order to be the man, when you don't necessarily have to do that. You don't have to be an asshole. You don't have to be a jerk in order to be a strong man of conviction and principles who will stand up for yourself. You don't have to do that. The truth is, you want to get pussy. That's why you are adopting these behaviors. You know, it's the same thing that I've noticed when guys talk about like paying for dates. They'll say things like, well, you asked her out, or girls will say this too, but they'll be like, you asked her out or you asked me out, therefore you have to pay for the date. But then it's like, well, look, if that's the case, then why do they get upset when you want to take them out on a cheap date? If the issue is that I asked you out, so I have to pay for it, okay, cool, but then let's go to a coffee shop. Let's go to the park. Oh, wait a minute, that ain't enough. So it is about the money. So again, what we're doing is we're rationalizing these adaptations that we have to make in order to satisfy women. And look, if your attitude is, look, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get pussy, fine. But you don't have to rationalize it by making it seem as if you have to be an asshole to be a man, that you have to be a jerk, that you got to be some fucking ooga booga brute who satisfies the fucking lizard brain of a woman in order to get in her pants. The fact is, you want to get pussy and you're willing to do anything to get it, even at the expense of character, even at the expense of who you are. And again, if that's what it is, that's what it is. Don't listen to me. I don't get bitches. So I hope you guys enjoyed that video, and I will see you on the next. So, Johnny.